Hi, this is Margot. It is Wednesday, May 17th, 2017. So the topic today is about the end times and what it's going to look like. A lot of people are talking about the end times, but they really don't talk about what it's going to look like, what it means to us on the planet, what it means to us as a species, and for the other beings here, the non-human beings, like the animals and the plants and things like that, and also to the Great One. What does it mean to the Great One that we are in the end times? And that's my term for the soul of the earth, in case you haven't listened to my Ascension series. I talk, these are channeled messages that I received back in 2008 and 2009 from the soul of the earth, which I call the Great One, and from my inner teacher, Brother Juan. So I invite you to listen to those on my YouTube channel, and I also put them in a book, all the 16 messages. So, I talk a lot about Ascension and what it's going to look like in that series and in the book. But as we get closer to the actual Ascension, I'm getting some messages in. And I've gotten some messages in this year that I have not shared, but with a couple of people. So now I've been guided to release these messages to the public, and it's more about the Ascension, the end times, and what it's going to look like and how to prepare for it. And I've been doing a lot of research and studying on really how we are at the end as a human race, and as on the planet. The planet is collapsing because of things that are happening concerning the human race and all different kinds of things. But Fukushima is one. Global climate change is another. Those are just two big ones. The population growth that we can't sustain, and nothing's really happening to slow that down or stop that, and we can't keep sustaining inevitably. You know, nothing's really been done to address any of these situations, and we're being poisoned more and more and more on a daily basis, and nothing's being done to stop that. And the whole planet is being taken apart and disassembled. But I don't like to make predictions on dates and times and everything, because we have to look at events and circumstances rather than the actual date, because the spirit world works on a different time frame than 3D works. And timelines can be adjusted, they can be hijacked, they can be taken over, we can be source coded, all kinds of things. And I've talked about all of this in my Ascension series. So I'm going to read the messages that I channeled this year regarding the end and what it's going to look like and how to prepare. My message that I'm saying, and what I help people to do, is to unplug from the matrix and unplug from the attacks and the implants and the programming, so that you can go within and find your own divine inner connection, because that's the only thing we're going to have in the end times. That's the only guidance. That's like a lighthouse with the beacon of inner light within, and our inner knowing, and it's the inner knowing and our connection with the divine and the God mind is the only thing that we're going to have and our discernment. And so so many people are cut off from that. And so this is part of my work, and what I help people do is to get back to that inner knowing and that inner connection. And it's not easy, and it's getting harder and harder as the days and weeks go by. And the biggest thing we have to get rid of is our fear and this anxiety, this inner anxiety, and the fear that's created from all of the things that are coming down outside of us. We have the fear of nuclear war, and the fear of, you know, our lifestyle going away, civilization going away, chaotic climate change. All of these things are going to bring changes as 3D unravels, because I really do believe we're in the end times. I seriously believe that. And end times is not a happy time. And I've been chastised for not having happy messages to bring to people. But the truth is not happy. The truth is dark, and to realize that we're living here in this dark reality, and how can we be here in the healthiest way possible and face all of these things and all of these changes and our life going away in the end coming up? How do we do that in the face of all of this and keep a positive attitude and keep going every day? And I think people have to realize that we've been programmed to think that we have to be happy all the time, and that our pursuit of happiness is very important. But what does it mean to be happy? Does it mean being able to make more money to buy more things that we can just throw away, or that are going to fall apart, or that don't mean anything? What does happiness mean? And for people who are, you know, suffering with illnesses or conditions, physical conditions that are not going away, what does happiness look like for them? I mean, happiness is different for different people. And where are you placing your trust and your source of happiness? Is it outside of you, or is it in that inner light and that divine connection? I think we've been programmed to be very shallow, and to think that we have to be entertained in order to be happy. But I find happiness in just being able to get through every day, and not being deceived by the dark side, and being able to stand up and face myself at the end of the day and say, I made it through another day, and maybe I helped another person, you know, get through their demise or their journey or whatever it is, their problems, that, and help them ease their pain a little bit. And everybody has a purpose here right now. If you're human with a soul, if you're a being of light, you will come under attack in these end days, and that's just part of it. And we need to help each other as we're here. And part of it is realizing that it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy, and it's going to get harder as the days and weeks go on. And how are you going to fight that depression? Because a lot of, I've gotten emails from people, oh, I'm depressed. And it's like, yeah, I'm depressed too. I've lived in a state of depression for a very long time, and I accept it. And it's part of this inner knowing. And I'm very tuned in empathically with the earth and what's going on with her. And she is suffering. You don't think that she's not suffering from all of the destruction that's going on, and how we're destroying her and the planet and the creation, God's beautiful creation that's living here? You think the Great One, the soul of the planet, is not suffering? The Great One, the soul, it's a sentient being, because it feeds us. It feeds us and keeps us alive. And she's dying, and as she's dying, we can't live. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. We can't be here and thrive and live if the planet cannot give us what we need to live. And it doesn't mean more things and more production. It means she can't nurture us and give us healthy food that's not poisoned, or, you know, herbs that are not poisoned to heal us. We can't have clean water that can cleanse us. You know, we can't breathe clean air. There's nowhere on the planet. I mean, everything is being affected by all the toxins and the radiation and the poisons, and eventually it's shutting down. We're losing 1,000 species, you know, all the time. 200 species a day are going extinct. I mean, how can we do this? How can we expect, in our arrogance, in our egotistical state, to think that we're so important, that we're more important than all these other species, and we're going to live in spite of that? What is it going to be? A roboticized version of us with transhumanism? I think that Morgellons is the beta test for that. I really do. I think we've got nanobots already running around in our bodies and changing us and genetically modifying us in ways that we're not even aware of. And the people who have expressed that they're living with Morgellons or side effects, something like that, you know, that's an expression of their body rejecting this mechanical robotizing of the body. And so those are the canary in the coal mine people. And this is very dark and very dire. And, you know, they're wanting to control everybody, and from the inside out. And you know, I don't see anything happy happening as a result of what's going on in 3D. I really don't. And I believe that Satan has taken over. It's the evil darkness that has taken over and ruling this whole creation and this whole reality now, and for its own nefarious means, and to try to take our divinity away from us. And it's a fight, good and evil. It's a fight, it's a battle, and it's playing out down here now. So this was a message that I received back in January. It's quite long. I met with Brother Juan. The Arcturians were there, and some of the angels were there. Archangel Michael was there, Jesus, and some of my other guides. And we went to see the Great One, the soul of the earth, and the soul of the earth gave us a very long message concerning the end. I'm going to skip around in this channeling, because it starts with Brother Juan. He's starting out telling me, this is from Brother Juan, "Your world is in a very critical time right now. The earth is getting ready to ascend, but things are speeding up so fast. They are speeding up so fast, and things are becoming so chaotic, the people cannot think. They are acting irrationally. They are all being mind controlled." That's that part of what he said. And then we all go to see the Great One. And we find ourselves in the chamber inside this mountain that I visualize. And now here's the message. The Great One says, "Greetings, my friends, my good friends. I'm honored that you have come tonight to be with me." And I see the Great One as being of light in this inner chamber of rock inside the earth. And it's a golden light yellow, yellow, red, blue, and green. And the light is moving and folding in on itself, and it's golden as well. And Brother Juan says, "Greetings, Great One. We honor you." And we all bow to her, and the light folds and bows to us. "We honor you, Great One, and we come to commune with you to get instructions on what is to happen and how to prepare for what is to happen for all the different realms, because we know that this ascension is going to affect all realities, not just 3D. The Great One says, "Yes, my friend, Brother Juan. You speak the truth. When I leave, it will affect all the realities. It will affect the solar system. It will affect the other dimensions. It will affect the galaxies. It will affect parallel worlds. It will affect everything, but it is time. I have wrapped up all the timelines. There are no new timelines to be made. My friends, my allies here have opened the portal for me. I know the window of opportunity, the safe window, and we'll be getting out. Me and the ones who are ready to go, the humans with souls, and others who are of the right frequency. I will gather you up in my light, and we will all beam out together. In order to do this, I need everyone to focus on this. Keep our highest intention. Keep your light bright. Do not look left. Do not look right. Do not look back. Keep your eyes forward and your intention clear. Let no one distract you off the path. The time is very soon. They are ready to open up CERN and to try and trap me in the pocket dimension. I will not let this happen to me. I will not allow that to happen. I have tried to be here as long as I can. The destruction is almost complete. They have succeeded in setting things in motion to destroy the whole creation, all of biological life. I cannot stop that. The dark side has done it with Satan's help. But they knew that if they put all that in motion, that I would have to leave. They want me to leave, but they want me to stay, too. They want to harness my energy and run this earth like a spaceship, just like they do the other planets. But I am telling you, I will not be here for that. I will not be their machine. You talk about being chipped. It's the ultimate chip they are trying to do. We will go in a blaze of light, in a blaze of glory. The most important thing is to be in tune with me. Between now and the time for us to go, keep your thoughts pure. Do meditate on me, on communing with me and attuning to my energy, as to be open to it and to have a clear connection. Time is very short, but it will come when you least expect it. Do not be afraid. You know that it must happen. It is time to go. The trees have left. The animals are leaving. I will gather up the rest of the animals that have not left yet. Once we leave, it will just be a shell of existence for the robots to rule. I will not allow any of the viables of my creation to be ruled by this robotic, demonic mind and race. I refuse to allow that to happen. I'm sad, my friends. I have been grieving. You have been hearing my sobbing. You have been hearing my cries. This is why you have been so upset, so sad, so despondent. You are in tune with me. There is nothing anyone can do now to save anyone else. Each person has to make a decision to save themselves. You must not let anyone try to drag you down or make you feel obligated so that you will not go when it is time to go. So be ready. Be of good cheer. We're going home. And when we go, know that everybody will go to exactly where they are supposed to go. Many will go up on the spaceship, but I will capture you up and help you leave, help you be free of this prison. It's shutting down soon. There's not 3 years left. There is not a year left. It is time. Do the best that you can do just functioning in 3D. The energies are going to become very, very strange, very strange. People will start losing their minds soon. There will be much violence. There will be bloodshed. Nibiru is coming. It's here. They will use that to mask them trying to take me over. The Anunnaki are already here. They're trying to make deals with Trump. They are here. They know exactly what they are doing. And he, meaning Trump, is well aware. Part of rebuilding the U.S. economy is to make things for the Anunnaki to get on their good side. You did not know this. Few people know this, but he does have very high connections. But in the meantime, continue to pray, continue to meditate. Be the tree, be the cosmic connector. Do not let yourself be burdened with anything. Let go more and more of this 3D as you can. It's sad, but we must leave. Now is the time. I honor you and bless you, my friends, my good friends. There are more where you came from. I have friends in high places, and we are protected. I've got connections, so do not fear. You'll know when it is time. Remain calm. Keep to yourself. Do not try to convince anyone of anything. Everyone has made their decisions. The lines have been drawn. Thank you for coming and spending this time with me. I honor you. And Brother One says, "We honor you, Great One, for the hard work and service and for being here and providing for us all for so many thousands of years. It's time to go, and we will do all we can to help you." And everybody's agreeing, "Yes, we'll do all we can. We're a team." The Great One says, "Thank you, my friends. I knew I could count on you. Now let us become one in the great light and attune our frequencies to one another." And the light engulfs the cavern, the golden light, and just holds us, and we all become golden, shining beings, all one in this golden light. And I say, "Thank you, Great One." And that was the end of that message. That was back in January. Then I received another message on April 25th, where I was speaking with God. And God told me that nuclear war is already in the works, and that we will be taken out right before it. So time is short. I do believe we are in the end times. The most important thing is your spiritual preparation. You want to be really prepared spiritually, and you need to get right with your Creator, your God, Jesus. I say Jesus. I know that there are some other ways, but Jesus was the one that came for the common man. It's the easiest way to get prepared and get the sin out of your life. Ask for forgiveness for all of your sins, known and unknown. Ask that they be brought to your consciousness so that you can ask for forgiveness and stop doing them, whatever you were doing that you might not even be aware of. And then ask for to be guided, and ask for help from Jesus and God and the angels, and to get that divine connection going. And most people will not do this. They're lazy, or they think they're okay. They think they're okay. And a lot of people are going to make the wrong choice by default. And a lot of people are being deceived. And I've talked about this in some of my past shows. So, I'm going to wrap it up for today. And if anyone would like to contact me to do hypnosis or implant removal, my website is margoshealingcorner.com. My YouTube channel is Margo's Healing Corner. Time is short, so if you want your implants removed and get connected with your divine connection, your divine source, now's the time. And if you're heavy into drugs or alcohol or magic or hallucinogens or anything like that, I really can't work with you. I can't, you know, time is so short. It takes time for changes to happen, for people to really make huge behavior changes. And it's just time is too short. And people who are doing those things more than likely have a lot of demons attached to them. And You can't just get rid of the demons and not change your belief system, because everything will come back. So, I work with God and Jesus and the angels. I do traditional Christian spiritual warfare to get rid of demonic attachments and get demons off of people. If people are totally possessed, though, I can't help them. So there are people that I can't help, and I realize that. So this work that I do is not for everyone, but it is for certain people. So if you feel led to, go ahead and contact me. I work worldwide. If you're in North America, I like to do the sessions over the phone. If you're outside of North America, I do them on Skype. I record the sessions and then send them to you. So, that's our show for today. I'm Margo from Margo's Healing Corner. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. Margo'sHealingCorner.com. And until next time, be safe, take care, and God bless. Goodbye. Thank you.